بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in a hadith, a very simple but effective way to have every ni'mah and bounty that we enjoy preserved and safeguarded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ مِّنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مَا أَعْطَىٰ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أَخَذَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when Allah blesses a servant of His with a ni'mah, مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ, no matter how huge it may be, that ni'mah, or how small it may seem, and we are continuously experiencing the ni'mahs of Allah in the form of food, in the form of drink, in the form of dressing. Every morning when you put on your garment, it's a ni'mah from Allah. Every morning you open your eyes, it's a ni'mah from Allah. Every breath that you take is a ni'mah from Allah. So this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whatever ni'mah the person is given, if he says Alhamdulillah, what he said is better than what Allah had given him. Subhanallah. No matter how huge the ni'mah is, but what you have uttered, Alhamdulillah, is much better than the ni'mah that Allah has given you. Why? Allah has a treasures of ni'mah. For Allah to give ni'mah means nothing. It does not cost Allah anything. It does not decrease the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by you uttering Alhamdulillah, you are thanking Allah, you are praising Allah, and you are acknowledging that the bounty is from Allah. And that's the greatest thing, to acknowledge that the bounty had reached you from Allah. So let us try and exercise this as often as possible. Recite Alhamdulillah every time we experience and we witness a ni'mah of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that bounty of His preserved and safeguarded. May Allah grant us the understanding.